And welcome to Four Women, Four Health, a podcast where holistic health practitioners come together to empower you with expert insights and practical tips on a wide range of topics, including gut health, nutrition, mental well-being, and making informed decisions. Join us every Monday for a dose of inspiration, education, and empowerment as we explore the transformative impact of holistic health on our lives. Thank you for tuning in. Hello, hello. I am so pumped to be here with you this morning. This is Janelle Petrosino, integrative health practitioner, level 2, and personal trainer. And I just got done with my morning ritual. And I thought, oh my gosh, this is exactly what I need to go on and talk about today. Because this topic is something that can literally change your life forever. In fact, it is inevitable. So if you can grab a pen and paper, or just make sure you're in a position to listen just for a couple of minutes to gather this information, because not only is it going to help you, but what's going to be most important is that you implement it, right? And so if you're driving or you're cooking, it's okay. You don't have to write notes. You could just repeat this episode at a later time when you're ready to really absorb it. But this is going to change your life. It really is. And I'm going to share with you one of the things that literally helped me through my infertility journey and also helps me today, even today on my healing journey, on my parenting journey, everything. And so I'm going to dive right in. I'm just going to keep this episode very short and sweet today, very to the point, and I am going to give you tools to implement today, like right now today. So I'm going to talk to you about my morning ritual. My morning ritual is something that I created in 2016 when I was in the depths of secondary infertility. It was right about year 4 where I decided that I was going to start this ritual, because at that time I had learned that some of the underlying root cause issues that were causing my fertility had to do with my health. And so as a result, there were some lifestyle adjustments that I needed to make that I wasn't used to, that I was a little uncomfortable about in regard to my nutrition and my health and my habits. And so it was a pretty overwhelming time. I was working. I was actually working at a job I really didn't like. I was burning the candle at both ends. But I had this monumental goal of giving my daughter a sibling. And we had been working so hard for about 4 years at this. And, I knew that I needed to do something monumental to help me to get my health in order. So at that time, I decided that I was going to create what I call Morning Ritual 101. I actually created like a little ebook PDF for my clients that I share with them. And I made this years ago. And it's such a full circle moment because I now use it in my practice. And so it's a beautiful thing. But basically, the whole purpose of this ritual is to start your day off on the right foot, because we all know that life gets in the way sometimes. Sometimes we're trying to juggle 15 different things. We have a schedule that is so strict that we barely have any wiggle room. And sometimes we just feel hopeless when we know that we need to make positive change, that maybe there's just not enough time in our day. So this whole ritual is geared toward setting you up for a successful, positive, optimistic, low stress day, because you're selecting to do a couple of things before you do anything else. And so I do recommend you do this in the morning, but if you're not a morning person, you can do it in the evening and call it your evening ritual. But nonetheless, the purpose is the same, that you're setting yourself up for success and you're making time in your schedule for the most important things. So before you start, I want you to really think about your why. I always love to use the analogy, like you would never drive to the mall without gas in your car, right? So you're not going to, you know, strive for something specific or start a new ritual without knowing exactly why you're doing it and what you want out of it. And it's important that you connect with that, because if you don't know why you're doing it, then you're less likely to stay committed and motivated to the long-term picture of this ritual. So for me personally, right now, it's healing. I'm on a healing journey. I'm on a gut healing journey specifically. I want to optimize my health, and I have four kids. My life is busy. It's hectic. In the past, it was I wanted to get pregnant, and I needed to get pregnant. It was a huge goal for me and my husband, and I had a lot of work to do. And so knowing that reason behind the ritual is the first step. And then secondly, you want to make sure that this ritual brings you joy. The more joy that it brings you, the more likely you'll be to stick to doing it. And so that's part of the beauty and the creativity that can come from this process, because you get to pick the things that you think are the most important or the most joyous to fit in your ritual. And you'll see when I kind of break it down that there's going to be things in there that you'll look forward to each day. And that's the point, you know, setting yourself up for a good day should not feel like work. It should not feel like something that you have to force yourself to do. And so this is what I recommend. I always like to say, you know, the early bird gets the worm. Obviously, you want to try to get your 7 to 9 hours of sleep. But if you can wake up 30 minutes earlier, that would be a great way to ensure that you have some time to do this each day, especially before anyone else is awake and able to interfere. And so this may require you to, you know, adjust your bedtime or adjust something else in your day, but it's well worth it. And usually your ritual should incorporate tasks or habits that speak to your goal. And so if we're talking about health or healing right now, you know, here are a couple of things that I recommend to implement in your morning ritual that will set you up for a successful day. So moving your body. Studies have actually proven that moving your body in the morning can be really healthy and helpful for your body and your mind. So moving your body is a great way to kind of just boost your endorphins, lower your stress, improve your mood, and obviously will speak to your health goals as well. And honestly, here's a little statistic. We're going to be actually coming on the show in a couple of weeks here to talk a little bit more about exercise. But right now, on average, only about 23% of adults exercise regularly, which is a really low number. So if you are falling in the opposite category, maybe this is a great way for you to get started. So, you know, moving your body may be going for a walk, walking on a walking pad, stretching, dancing, yoga, you choose. Just move your body. Another one is personal growth. Personal development, self-development can look like reading a book, listening to a podcast like this one, you know, an Audible book, journaling, something along that that line of, you know, really digging deeper and exploring a different perspective, working on your mindset. You know, mindset is key when it comes to change and when it comes to improving your life in any way, shape, or form. And so if you're taking in positive growth-like information and absorbing it and then applying it, then that's obviously going to bless your life in more ways than one. So my recommendation is to do about 10 minutes of self-development every day. And then the key is to take about one thing from that and apply it to your day. So for example, if you take something away from this episode today, you should apply it and you should take action and make a move with it. Another really great one is gratitude. We talked about this a couple weeks back or last week on that podcast about how gratitude can actually improve your gut health and lower your stress. Well, that's because what you focus on expands. And when you focus on what you have rather than what you need or what you want, it really just changes everything. It changes your energy. It makes you more humble. It makes you more appreciative of life's simple blessings. And so a really simple way to implement gratitude would be to just say 10 things that you're grateful grateful for during that ritual. Oh my gosh, it's so powerful when you do. It really just puts everything into perspective. Another great one is like an affirmation, even if you only want to have one or two affirmations per day because of time, you know, you can either speak them or write them down. What I used to do is just write down three affirmations for my day. So anytime I ran into a little hiccup in my day, I reminded myself of my power and my strength, and it was really helpful in those moments. Another thing is I always love to say like a cup of joy. So literally in my hand right now is my lemon water with cayenne. This is my cup of joy. I'm a week out from, I just completed my functional medicine detox, and I'm just still running on that high of feeling so good that I've implemented this lemon water and cayenne as my morning favorite. So it's a part of my ritual now, but your cup of joy might be your coffee, your tea, your water, cocoa, cider, your lemon water, your shake, whatever that may be, and just enjoying a couple of quiet minutes, whether you're just sitting here thinking, maybe you're listening to music. I love to listen to like binaural beats to set me up for a good day, but just that's a fun way to implement some sort of joy, a warm cup of something. And then another last one I'm going to share is, well, I'm going to share two more, a productive task. So a productive task would be a great way to kind of finish off your ritual in the morning. I like to do the productive task last. So maybe doing something that makes you feel accomplished before your day even gets started. So if you run your own business or you have your own clients, getting back to client messages or emails, or maybe it's something within the home, throwing the laundry in or meal prepping for dinner, whatever it is, it's something that's really, you know, setting you up for success at a later time during your day or in your week. And then the other one I just want to add in, because it was really monumental in my fertility journey and it has been proving to be very monumental now, is something for your nervous system. So I love guided meditation. Believe me, I am a very busybody type person. I don't simmer down very often. My favorite ways to regulate my nervous system are to either do a guided meditation where someone's telling me what to do and I'm doing a breathing exercise. And believe it or not, the other one is prayer. So I love to pray for others, or I have a prayer box where I write down little prayers for other people. And it's just such a calming activity. And I think it's just so important that when we start our day, that we are starting our day with a relaxed nervous system, because for a lot of us, we deal with stress on a day in and day out basis. Life is stressful. We have so many hats we're wearing. But if you can start your day off with a regulated nervous system, you truly can set yourself up for success in ways that you didn't even know possible. And I don't think that you should wait to regulate your nervous system until you're stressed. I think it should just be a daily practice. In other words, you're doing it for preventative purposes. So yeah, that's my morning ritual. And here's the key: repeat. Right? Creating your ritual is just the first step. So if you want to become your best version, or you want to achieve that why or that goal, you want to set yourself up for a happy and productive life. So pressing repeat on this ritual daily can transform your life. And honestly, your ritual might change. You know, seasons come and go, and there's different chapters of life, and that's okay. You might tweak or change this ritual when it feels necessary. And that's the thing. Like, you have the power to do that. Only you know what this ritual needs to consist of to really set you up for success. So yes, take action, set up your ritual, message me on Instagram and tell me how this blesses your life. Like I said, this is a cornerstone to my success in anything, because I just love getting up early now. I love taking time for myself now. I realize that it's not selfish. It sets me up to be a good mom, a good practitioner, a good wife, a good daughter, and just a good person and a good version of myself. It makes me confident. It makes me feel good. It provides me with energy and excitement about my life. And I think that that's so important because we only have one life. So don't forget to take everything you learned today and put it into action. And if this episode resonated, please share it with someone that it can bless. Thank you for coming to our episode today, and we look forward to hearing or seeing you back here next week. Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to 4 Women, 4 Health. We hope you found today's episode insightful and inspiring. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an update. Please remember that our discussions are for informational purposes only and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any illness. Always consult with a healthcare professional before making any changes to your health routine. Stay well and see you next time.